That's a great song. Undressed by Sober. Somber. There you go. I'm all about the music, me. Now, don't laugh. Wait, let me do my introduction. As you can tell, I know nothing about music. But you can't be good at everything, can you? Now, our passwords are the gateway to our lives online. But do you practice proper password hygiene? I don't. What data... Well, I do. Sorry, I'm on radio. What data breaches are on the rise? The chances... With data breaches, the chances of your logins may already be exposed, leaving you at risk of being hacked. So what can you do to protect yourself? And what's the secret to a good password? So tell us more. For tech's sake, podcast host and tech genius, because I listen to you on the radio all the time. It's great to meet you, Elaine Burke. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks. Sorry, I gave the game away that I was here, but you were just too funny.
I just can't help it. Like, he'd be like, I can pretend to know music, but I do love music, of course, but I never remember what songs are on. Anyway, back to password security. Okay. Why should we pay more attention to password security, first of all, from a baseline?
From the baseline is that, like, just what you were saying there, they are an entry point into our lives. They could be an entry point into business as well. Mm-hmm. There was quite an interesting case covered by BBC Panorama recently where a 158-year-old business in the UK basically collapsed because of a hack, and the cyber attackers got entry into the business's systems by guessing someone's passwords, not by stealing it, but by guessing it.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really worrying. You do not want to have a guessable password that accesses your entire business's system. But even for your personal life, like...
So actually, just a pause on that for a minute. Yeah. 158-year-old, probably the company probably had older systems as well, and was, I don't know, we're making assumptions here now, but just by guessing the passwords, 700 people lost their jobs. So yeah. It destroyed the company.
Destroyed the company because they basically, the hackers got in and took their data and encrypted it. So that means that they kind of made it unreadable by their systems unless they were going to be given a decryption key, and they held it to ransom and they couldn't afford to pay the ransom. And also, you should not pay ransoms because that's what funds this industry. But some companies feel like their back is against the wall, and they may feel that they're in the position that they have to do
so. When you read about these, it said, you know, their business was destroyed by a ransomware gang. So ransomware, I thought, is that like a gang? But ransomware is actually a phrase, isn't it?
So it is, like, the ware part just means that it's software based.
Gotcha.
And then the ransom part is that it's a form of malicious software, sometimes called malware, that actually does that thing. It takes the data, encrypts the data, and to get access back to the data, you have to pay a ransom.
Wow.
And it's just one of many, many forms of cyber attack and malware attacks that are out there. But the reason why you have these gangs, they'll have interesting names like Wizard Spider and mad stuff like that. But it's what's important to remember is, like, this is a business, actually. This is actually an industry, and it's a really, really growing industry as well. Like, on the dark web, you can trade in data sets that have been breached and are being sold for other people to try and, take those names and addresses and try to engineer new attacks for those people, those victims. And that's a trade that happens online. They can sell the ransomware. So ransomware as a service is a real thing. So there's people who build these things to sell to cyber criminals. So it's an industry. So I think it's important to remember that if anyone has ever been a victim of cybercrime, that this, there's an industry built around this. You know, you don't have to feel like this happened to me because I was foolish or I was not tech savvy or I had a guessable
victim
password.
Shaming, victim shaming.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Really, I don't like that at all. Like, systems should be built to better protect you, especially if it's, you know, business related and stuff like that. But also, you have to understand, like, these people will do everything they can to breach these systems and to get access. And, like, you might be their target, and that's why you are the victim of it.
And to give you context, there's a documentary I watched, I think it was on Netflix, and it was about scamming and how it works. And just to say, there was, like, this massive tower building with, like, 18 floors of people working in an industry where they're just scamming people, and that's their job, sitting at desks. I was blown away. So it is an industry, so you are a victim of it, so how can we avoid it? So first of all, just, they'll look for your, there's a number of techniques. I like the very direct brute force to find your password. What's that? They just guess it.
Exactly, just guessing it. And, like, what they can do is they can program a system to guess, like, every word in the dictionary. And as we all know, these days,
it's terrifying.
Yeah, you can't usually just have a what's called a plain text password these days. Like you can't just have a plain word.
Yeah.
But what we tend to do is it will be a word like radio, but you might replace the I with a one or the O with a zero. We're very predictable that way. And if you have to put a symbol on it, you'll put an exclamation mark or a question mark at the end. So I can program a system to test every word in the dictionary with those common swaps.
So they're easy
in
to
there.
Find. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're very guessable. You might think you're being clever, but you're doing what everyone else is doing there. If you're, you know, if your password is password and you spelled it PA55W0RD1 question mark, it's not a secure password. And then the other one, did I just give away your password there?
No, yeah, just like, no. So and the other way is social engineering, where they establish fake connections with people.
Yeah. So,
we know about that one. Yeah.
So many of the biggest hacks you've ever heard of come back to some form of social engineering. And there's lots of ways of doing this. And another way to refer to it is people hacking.
Okay.
So it is targeting the person. And there's many different ways that you can do that. Like I could find out that the thing is these days we live our lives online. So I can find out that your name is Brendan Courtney, that you work for RTE and that you have a dog.
Stop!
And you might decide to use your dog's name in a password. And never. I might try brute force then to do that. And I've engineered that by guessing and finding out things about you. But the relationship things as well, romance scams do this a lot where they'll purport to be a romantic interest that you met maybe even through a dating app or through other services online and get information out of you and then use that in exploitation. And that could be to infiltrate a business. It could be to infiltrate like, you know, your accounts and things like that as well.
Okay, now that we've terrified the entire nation,
sorry,
let's try and give them some hope, shall we? So how do we know we've become a victim of a breach?
I think what you should do, everyone listening to this should do this, is go to a website called haveibeenpwned.com.
I've
so
done
that's
it, yeah.
P-W-N-E-D.
Dot
like
com.
Owned with a P. It's an old internet joke of a misspelling of, of owned. That's why where the name comes from. But this website has been around for years and they document the data dumps that happen on the dark web and they find what email addresses, what information has been leaked from these data breaches. So if your email address has been associated with any of those breaches, they will let you know. And they'll tell you from what breach they've identified it came from and what other information might have been compromised as well as your email.
So the website, just a reminder, is pwned.com.
And have I been? Pwned.com.
Have I been pwned? So a couple of people in the office did it. It's kind of alarming. I did it a few years ago, actually. And there are certain elements. You can pay for more access and stuff like that, but it definitely tells you what your breaches are. Does it clear them up for you?
It gives you the information you need to clear them up because it will tell you, say, where the breach occurred. So it'll tell you what platform, what service had your account information and what got breached. So you can decide then, oh, I never even used that account in years. So I'm going to go shut that down now. Or if it's something that you still use, you can go and change your password or do whatever is needed there. It can also, you can submit your email for continuous breach analysis. So it'll actually notify you if your email does come up in any future breaches. That's an option that you have. But it's just a good exercise.
It's cleansing.
To go through. Yes, it is. And it actually reminds you of maybe the accounts that you set up years ago that you should close because that's a good practice as well to not leave open gates in the digital universe.
Have I been pwned, which is a play on owned and it's P-W-N-E-D, have I been pwned.com. I've done it. I would recommend it. You've scared the life out of me, I'm not going to lie. If people, do you have an episode about this on your podcast for tech's sake?
I do. I have an episode with Hazel Marie, who's a cybersecurity researcher.
Brilliant.
And she is absolutely brilliant when it comes to this stuff. She's done the work of guessing a lot of people's passwords.
Okay.
She's very good at it. And it is scary, but it's very informative. And it tells you things about like how you might secure yourself with a more secure password.
Brilliant. Okay. For tech's sake podcast.
Yeah.
For tech's sake, listen to it. Save yourselves all the worry. Listen, Elaine Bourke, always a joy. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, Anish Toshenem, the Priest Gaelton, Anuokta, Le Colum, McGilla, Aswick.